So allow your eyes to close. Just relax. Relax with the flow of experience, moment by moment. Let it be, let it come, let it go. Welcoming. Effortless welcoming of thoughts, images, sounds, feelings and sensations. Let experience be like a river flowing in you. A riverbed doesn't need to make any effort to allow the flow. Be like a riverbed. Simply welcoming. Moment by moment. And see that what welcomes isn't the mind. The mind is welcomed. The mind doesn't have to do or stop doing anything. In order for this welcoming to be, this welcoming is completely independent of the mind. Welcome the mind. The mind is just thoughts. Let the mind flow. Let the flow of the mind be as it is, a gentle stream, an agitated, bubbling brook, whatever it is at this moment. And the same with the body. The body isn't what does the welcoming. The body is welcomed. The body is just this flow of sensations, energies. Resistances, tensions. No need for the body to be relaxed. Or to feel relaxed, to feel this or that. Welcoming is what you truly are. So be open to that possibility, right this moment. open to the possibility that I, the very ordinary I, right this moment that hears the sounds in the room, that experiences the flow, this everyday I, is invisible, unlocated welcoming. This I, right now, is what welcomes thoughts, what welcomes sensations, sounds. It's what welcomes the body, the mind, the world. Be open to that possibility. Don't try to be it or do it, but just be open. Open your hearts, open. Keep welcoming that which you are not, that which comes and goes. So that, in a way that allows the recognition of that which you are. It's like a relaxation into that which you are. It's like a constant letting go, constant offering of that which you are not, the body, the mind, the world. Like an offering, you offer it. You offer it to this invisible altar. And this altar is presence. And the presence that offers in you, and the presence to which the offering is made, is the very same presence. And somehow you know that. This doesn't mean that in the moment there is no resistance or tension or suffering. When the resistance or the contraction arises, it's placed on the altar, unconditionally placed. It's a sensation, it's an emotion, it's a bit of both, plus a story, whatever it is, it's placed on that altar right then and there. Without any agenda. For this offering to change or to go away or to evolve one way or the other. It's a true letting go, a sacrifice. Sacrificing that which you are not to that which you are. That's the true meaning, really, of sacrifice. Now gently turn the attention towards the experience that we call the body. Just let the body appear in you. So it's not you don't go anywhere. You let the body begin to sing its song in you. The quality that you bring to this listening is simple innocence. We all have loads of ideas and baggage and agendas with the body, on top of the already strong conditioning that we inherit. But in this moment, the invitation is to be like a little baby, awake, curious, but without any concept. And you begin to experience the body directly. In its simplicity, raw sensations flowing, floating, dancing. No effort, don't try anything, just let it happen. Be like the sky. The sky doesn't have to do anything in order to experience the clouds. Let the body be clouds in you. And as the sky, you know yourself to be infinitely open and transparent. So that the clouds can be free to expand, to modulate, to come, to go, to loom dark and heavy, to be fluffy and transparent, whatever. Feel the tinglings of the hands, the fingers. The various pressures and tensions. The density, the solidity. Feel the whole range becoming alive in you. But as this openness, you don't really have an agenda. You're not all that interested in the labels that we're so quick to stick to our bodily experience normally. In a way, be interested in removing the labels. Feel how the usual way that we experience the body is in line with the notion of being a separate consciousness. We usually feel the body solid, boundaried, very defined. Constant. And this takes a kind of constant, subtle or not so subtle effort to maintain this feeling of a body, of the body of separation, the egoic body. It takes a constant effort to maintain this. In this moment, I invite you to just completely be open to releasing that effort. It's like you take the leash off, you open the cage. The real body is this unlocated, invisible, open space of awareness. And the body of sensations can begin to kind of go free. Don't think this is not a rational process. Let the body become more free, the boundaries of the body become a bit more fuzzy. If you're drawn to a sense of solidity or a feeling of a kind of tension somewhere, come a bit closer, and it's as if you were opening the cage for that feeling that seems to say, I live here and I'm staying here and I'm always here. Just go a little bit closer to that feeling in the body that seems to be me. And then open the cage, which means taste this sensation or feeling as raw energy, free to tell its story right at its own level. It's like the body begins to dance a very unpredictable, alive dance. It's allowed to expand. It's allowed to be permeated with the surrounded openness. Feel the sensation of the face. Feel the very familiar sense of the mask that we experience most of the time. Quite solid. Now, allow yourself to let that mask come alive. Feel the eyeballs. And feel all the little tensions that live embedded in the eyeballs, like bubbles. Let them bubble up to the surface as if they could just release into the surrounding openness. Just let that happen if it wants. Feel the tension that lives embedded in the lips. Feel the subtle effort generated just to keep a sense of my lips consistent. Just see if you can surrender the tensions, the sensations in the mouth out into the surrounding openness. And feel the sensation behind the forehead, pressure behind the forehead between the temples, as if it was melting. So that little by little, the whole area of the face comes alive in you, loses its solidity, becomes more like a postmodern sculpture, except it's a moving sculpture. And you're the space in which it expresses itself completely freely. Now see if you can venture into the space behind the mask. Feel the space that extends behind the face, into the space behind, open. And perhaps as you attempt this, you feel the very habitual tendency to really live and locate yourself right behind the eyes, right behind the nose, the mouth. Just play, just keep trying to flow into the space behind with the feeling that the space behind is alive. It's wide open. And in fact, you never lived exclusively behind a face. In fact, the face lives in you. The face floats in this huge open you. Now feel the very familiar habit that we have of experiencing the body as kind of weighted and solid. Feel that. It's very easy to feel because that's, for most of us, the way we experience the body. Kind of solid and heavy. And again, maybe taste how that feeling is generated by a subtle and constant working. We have to kind of work to maintain that feeling. We have to kind of create a sense of weight and then also hold on to that weight. Just feel that, even maybe exaggerate it so that you can really notice it. Notice what it's made of. Notice the effort. Notice what it does to the breath. To the joints, the shoulders. And now I'm just inviting you just to operate a switch. It's like to be open just right then and there to the possibility that the body is in fact infinitely supported by the open, transparent presence. In a way, the body of sensations is free-floating in awareness. Always safe, always held. in this kind of transparent quality. So see, just with this open, just by being open to this, can I release the weight from this cloud of sensation that I call my body? Feel it, try it. It's as if you were emptying the body of its weight in all directions. And in order to do that, you kind of have to feel and taste that the space that surrounds the body, the actual feeling space, is friendly. It's like you really have to feel that the sensations of the body are floating in friendliness. And then it's kind of natural. Immediately there's a letting go of a holding. And again, as you follow these invitations, you will become aware of opposition and layers of what may seem to be resistance. I can't do this. I can't feel it. I don't want to. It's stupid. Whatever. Be open to the possibility that this so-called resistance actually, or these layers of resistance, are actually the surfacing of the very habits that perpetuate the sense of a solid body. So it's a very good thing when these resistances surface shine a light even more closely onto them. See what they're made of. See that they are made actually of raw energy, sensation, tension, sensation. And then you just simply surrender that sensation to the surrounding openness. There's nothing to change, the sensation doesn't have to go. Be open right this moment to the places that feel that they can't expand, they can't don't want to go away, the contractions. Just be open to them right this moment, wherever they are in your experience. They're like icebergs floating, maybe in the gut or behind the eyes or in the shoulders. Just come a little bit closer to whatever calls your attention, because those are the subtle or not subtle hiding places for the ego in the body. And there are many of them. So pick one right this moment and simply just come a little bit closer, have a closer look. What is this me feeling, this me density really made of? Where are its boundaries? Can I find its boundaries? Do I live in it or does it live in me? This is just a little taste of the kind of contemplation that liberates the body from the impossible mission that is imposed upon it. The body lives in me. I don't live in the body. Now feel the sense of where the body meets the ground or the chair. What if this earth, this chair, the sensation of it, what if it was just, rather than dense, dead matter, what if it was open, porous, friendliness? Feel the effect on the sense of weight. Can you release? Can you pour the body, the pelvis, the legs into this open friendliness? Feel the same happens with the arms, the shoulders, the hands, the lap, the earth. Usually we feel me in the body somehow resting, but slightly resisting, not me, the floor, the chair, the ground. Again, a subtle, constant working to perpetuate the sense of separation. Right now, just don't think too much, but be open to this friendly support for the body. It's like the body is suspended, resting and suspended in openness. And feel what the legs and the hips, feel them as sensation. Feel them as sensation that can really relax, as if the legs could really dangle down vertically into the earth. Don't just pay lip service to this, feel this. Keep attempting to feel this and also welcoming what comes in the way. Let your legs, your feet, stand on the ground 10 feet below, long legs. Feel the warmth of the contact between the hands and the lap or the floor, and see if you can let that warmth penetrate the earth. Again, the earth is alive, it's porous. And as you continue to do this, little by little, perhaps you can allow yourself the feeling that there is no longer my body and the earth or the chair. There's just this aliveness. And if there is still a sensation of a boundary, an edge, see clearly that the edge doesn't separate me from not me. It's just a sensation that floats in me. Edges, sensations of edges don't need to go away, but be very clear. What they truly are. Now feel the top of the head. Just sensation of the top of the head and the space that extends beyond, above the head. And then very gently just let the head kind of flow up into that space, as if it was reaching up towards the ceiling, and you're kind of pushing a little bit with the head, but stay with the feeling, with the sensation. It's like a very subtle flowing of the spine into the space above. Like a flame, just let it happen. See that it could go on forever, this flow, very slow flowing elongation of the spine. And at the same time, can you keep releasing the weight of the pelvis, the hips, the legs, the arms, the shoulders? And then release any effort at all that you might have been making with the spine. Just release any effort. Just let the whole torso float in openness. And then just very, very slowly, you abiding as this open, transparent space, and allow the torso to move, turn towards the right side ever so slowly. Don't go too far. Let it be a flow of sensation, not a mechanical experience. Torso just turning towards the right side. And you stop right at the threshold of transparency, right before you're creating a hard line. Just pause. And then you just taste the whole posture. It's like a cloud. And simply offer it to the surrounding openness. Let it expand. Let it live in you. Feel the resistances and usual discomforts. Can you just surrender them to the open space? Little clouds. You're the space. You don't really have an agenda with the clouds. You let them be. Now feel this big cloud called the torso just floating towards the left side. Take a long time. Movement is transparent and weightless. And again, you pause right at that edge. You stay within the envelope of cloudness. Be a cloud always, or rather the body. Let the body be a cloud made of you. And then offer the sensation to the surrounding space. Feel the space surrounding is really welcoming. So you can really offer the body, it will be taken care of. Torso now comes back to the center. Now just float your lower arms off your lap a little bit with your hands very relaxed And then very slowly again, melting the shoulders up towards the ears. Take your time. Let it just be a weightless, flowing sensation. And welcome all those little feelings that live nestled in the neck and shoulder area. Little animals released from their cages. Yes, the shoulders melt back down. Are you still living as the open space that's tasting this gesture of silence? Now do it, let it happen again, even more transparent, more weightless. Nobody doing it. Just this beautiful unfolding, miraculous. Everything welcome, shoulders floating back down. Let the hands rest back. Allowing the density in the shoulders to really melt down through the arms, like liquefying shoulders. Now we do some neck rolls very, very slowly, and don't make them too big so that there's no pain inflicted on the body. Very transparent circles with the neck and the head. And see how easy it is to feel that you're located behind the eyes as the mover, the moving center of operation. So it's good to challenge that feeling, because so if that feeling is predominant as the circles happen, just pause the circle and then establish yourself as the open, unmoving space. And then let the head begin to oscillate again. Feel yourself as not moving. You're simply tasting this sensation. Appearing, this perfect circle appearing in you. And even if there's still that sense of localization behind the eyes, that also appears in you. Just let it be free of a me. It's just a sensation, a habitual sensation. Yes, and then let the direction change and feel that you didn't change, you didn't go anywhere. You're just this pure, open, loving presence, receiving this gift. And you don't have any agendas or sense of anticipation. So if there is a sense of anticipation or an agenda, trace it back to its bodily feeling. Welcome it. Know it as an appearance, a cloud in yourself. The sky doesn't go anywhere, just remains as itself. Yes, and let the circles come to stillness. And then let the spine just collapse into a rounded position with the head going down in front, just collapsing the skeleton. And then just feel the breath, the wave of breath. Without manipulating it, without doing anything at all, just experience the inhale and the exhale, the expansion of the abdomen with the inhale. The subtle contraction with the exhale. Let it be very tactile and sensual, as if the whole space was alive and breathing. Feel especially the space in front of the torso, extending from the torso, that it's really alive. And in fact, the torso is open to it, and in it, the torso expands in it. And then very slowly, from the pubic bone, but staying only with sensation, allow the whole front of the torso to begin to uncurl, to unfold, as if it was licking or caressing the space in front. You allow this to happen, you're not doing it, it's effortless. An arising, like a flame, slow. Take your time. Space caressing space. Feel the space in front of the body just permeates the bodily sensations. It's like a love affair. The head just flowing up naturally beyond the usual limit. And then just let that collapsing of the spine happen once again, like a wave. Take your time. Feeling and allowing yourself to feel even more the sense that space permeates the joints. It's like the body's been given a bath of openness. And it doesn't really have to work to remember that that's its true nature. And again, feeling the spontaneous uncurling of the torso. Be the sky, simply witnessing this blossoming in yourself. And feel, of course, all the tendencies of a me in the body, a me that wants to do, a me that wants to anticipate, a me that lives in time. Just feel whatever arises, but more at the level of feeling and sensation. And then feel your fingers just drawing towards the back of the body, to support you in the back, like pillars, arms, hands contacting the earth in the back. You know, even in these very small, seemingly innocuous movements, we can feel the habit. You know, it's so easy to place our hands on the ground behind, very mechanically. And again, the earth has been deemed to be dead stuff, and the body kind of me, but solid and kind of dead as well. But see if you can just awaken every moment. Have the image right now that your fingers and your hands are resting on the belly of an animal, your best friend, a living belly, tender, open. It's there to support the hands and the fingers, but delicate. Feel that aliveness under the fingers, and then slowly just allowing the spine between the shoulder blades to arch. Don't go too far with the body. Can the hips and the legs remain surrendered to gravity? Can the hands and the earth be one? Let the torso in front, and in particular in the upper chest, radiate into the open space. And then feel the whole posture again. Whatever presents itself for you right this moment, offer it onto the altar. Give it to the opening. Be the opening, welcoming the posture, the sound of the baby, the sound of this voice. Yes, and then slowly the torso comes back. And then we're going to come gently onto our hands and knees. If it's comfortable, don't do anything, obviously, if it's not right for the body. So feel this. Again, just simply feel it as alive. The hands, the legs, the earth. And then slowly, like an animal, let the spine arch and curl. No thinking, just sensing. Actually, not like an animal. Feel yourself more to be like a plant in water, a water plant. The movement is very slow and it's effortless. It's the currents of water that are moving the spine. And then let these currents of water just move the spine and whatever way appears at every moment. So have no agenda. These currents are the intelligence. The body just is moved. Feel the aliveness and creativity of these appearances. The shoulders, the elbows might bend, the hips, the head. Be the openness, just delighting in this undulation. Let it be made of you. made of sweetness and transparency. Yes, and then gently curl your toes under if that's a possibility. And if it's a possibility, let the pelvis just float up towards the ceiling so the legs are extending. And then feel the stretch. Let it be very alive. It's okay for there to be efforts and stretching, but does that mean you have to limit yourself back or contract yourself back into an individual body? No, let it flow, let it expand. The whole space is stretching. The earth is dancing with the body. Let the intelligence of the moment perfect the moment, perfect the posture, the stretch. And then gently walk the feet towards the hands. Bend the knees as much as is needed, and if it's possible, rest the torso on the upper legs. And if you can, just let the head go, let the shoulders go. You might want to cradle your elbows. Long inhale, long exhale. Feet are rooting into the earth. Again, just welcoming the situation. And then rest the torso on a giant beach ball. Very buoyant, soft, round beach ball. That beach ball is floating up towards the sky, towards the ceiling. As it floats up, the torso just weightlessly uncurls. Take your time. The head just floating up like a balloon all the way up to the ceiling. Let standing appear in you. Don't contract into standing. Let standing have all the space in the world. No thinking. Just experiencing, tasting, feet, earth. Legs, tasting the ankle joint. Is it compact? Is there space? Visualize warm cotton inside the ankle joint. Don't push or try for things to be different, just visualize. The earth, remember, porous, alive. Face the knees. What are the knees like? Is there any space there? What if I fill the area of the knees with warm, soft cotton and the hips? At the same time, not imposing anything on the body. We do that so much of the time. Feel the belly, the abdomen, the pelvis, as if you knew nothing about it, just the raw energy.
How does it want to relate with the surrounding space? Feel the whole torso. Feel the torso in the front. And then feel the space extending in front of the torso. And feel that it's beckoning. It's got wide open arms. Just let the torso float right into the open space. See if that can happen, as if the torso filled the whole space in front. Don't think, just do it, or at least attempt it without thinking. You could visualize your favorite person in front, 10 feet in front, or your favorite tree, or your favorite animal. And then you just live in the friendliness and the lovingness. Inside the torso in front and outside the torso, just this open space. Doesn't mean that there might not be residual feelings in the heart area, a little bit of fear or tension, but see that they float in the openness. They don't divide a you and a not you. It all appears in you. Now feel the space of the back body. And feel the space behind the body is loving, open. And in a way, there's nothing to change because it's already your experience, this openness as your true body. You might just encounter the habit of defense in the back, the habit of experiencing the world behind as a possible threat. And of course, as long as I live in a body, the world outside and in the back is a possible threat. But right this moment, live in openness, as openness. In the back. Really feel, evoke the back space friendly. And then just translate that to the whole surrounding space. Again, just doesn't happen overnight, this realigning of the body to our true nature. So be very patient. It's such a tender evocation. Feel the tingling of the hands. Just feel it. Forget that you ever knew or saw hands. Just the raw tingling sensations that we call hands. And then feel and taste the space extending from the hands, surrounding the hands. And really feel and see with the hands, it's much easier with the hands, that you really can't find the place where the hands end and the space begin. It's just an aliveness. Let the hands relax into this openness. Big hands of light. And from this sensation that's increasingly transparent, let the arms float up. But go very slowly. They float up, lifted, effortless. And the fingers are fingers of light. They're long and they're just caressing the space, the walls. And even though gravity is still felt, there's no opposition, there's no fighting. There's still that sense of transparent weightlessness, long arms. Can you rest these arms on the openness? Now feel the right hand floating all the way up to the ceiling. The left arm stays resting on the space, long fingers, touching the ceiling with the right fingers. Live with the hands and make sure no shoulders appear on the radar. Just this tingling transparency. And the right armpit shines a big light into the space in front. Now feel all the different sensations of feet, the right, the left, the head, and then just feel it as one situation, one sensation. Now slowly, slowly, the right hand floats back down as the left hand floats up. Let it happen. Can the breath be free? Can the face be relaxed? Feel that there are these angels that are lifting and supporting the arm, so there's no effort, there's no problem. And even if there's tension in the shoulders, don't psychologize. It's just sensation. Give it to the openness. Yes. And then just let the arms completely melt. In their own time, they just melt back down. Be the openness, you just watch the energies as they fade away. And also welcome the feelings, the emotions that sometimes might surface in these contemplations. The tender feelings of me and the body, me and the belly and the heart. The feelings that we sometimes harden or protect, but in this moment, can they just be raw? If they're called fear, if they're called sadness. Longing. Just an undefended welcoming. And then just gently, if it's wanted, you can begin to let, with your eyes closed, nobody's looking, from the current feeling, sensation, just allowing the body to move. Be moved, really. Whether it's from a feeling deep in the body, a sensation, an emotion, or simply the direct flow of energy. Feel that it's the openness that moves the body right now, and there's a kind of intelligence. All that's needed is a listening. Let the hands be alive, the feet touch. Let touch be alive if the body and the hands want to meet. No thinking, just responding moment by moment. Yes, maybe the body just needs to simply stretch and wriggle, and there's absolutely no right or wrong.
What happens when movement is allowed from the opening?
Just a tiny taste, because time is unfortunately getting on, so just find a gentle way to resolve this little dance and then gently come back in your own way to a seated position. I take your time. And just be aware of the coming and the going of breathing. Just following the flow of the inhale and the exhale. See if you can really allow breathing without a breather, without an individual breather. Every inhale is given. There's no grasping. The exhale happens effortlessly, no pushing. Breathing free of a breather. See and feel the habit of the separate breather. Very, very habitual, chronic feeling of breathing. Just welcome what you find in the moment. If there are tensions, fear associated with breathing that surface, see them as innocent sensations appearing in openness. And they might be feelings living there, and all sorts of layers with the breath. And all that we do here together is really welcome these layers in the light. Truly welcoming, meaning seeing what they truly are, these habits. Is there a real me living in that feeling of fear? Or does that feeling of fear live in me?
when a feeling is relieved of the me that lives there, it's just an innocent sensation. It might linger for a bit. So coming back to this breathing free of a breather. Like a wave. Caressing the whole body. Let the inhale permeate the whole body. And with the exhale, you're taken to the rest at the bottom of it. Effortlessly. Until the next wave appears. See if you can feel that every cell of the body and every molecule of space is permeated with this spontaneous breath. It's unlocated breathing. Can I feel that the breath that flows in and out isn't dead matter? It's alive. So that with every inhale, it's like I'm filling myself with myself. Universal breath. Every exhale, surrendering, dying myself back into myself. Now don't do anything. Just abide as the openness.